On this Memorial Day weekend, when the nation honors those who died in military service to the country, let's look at new views of the military with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Frank, if I recall, the military is typically held in very high regard.
Indeed it is. When we do our annual Confidence in Institutions survey, where we ask about a variety of major institutions in our U.S. society, the military is number one. Americans have more confidence in the military than any other institution. And by the way, I always point out Congress is usually dead last on that same list. When we've included military officers in our perception of honesty and ethics of professions, they're usually near the top as well. This is a change. Back in the Vietnam era and other times, the military was held in a lot lower esteem. But over the last several decades, indeed, the military is highly revered by the average American.
Does Gallup focus in on specific branches?
We do. We just updated those numbers. We ask Americans a couple of different questions. One is just your favorable impression, 1 to 5 scale, of the major branches of the military, Army, Air Force, Marines, Navy, and Coast Guard. They're all very favorable. It's amazing. You know, well over 50% put themselves up at the top box, which would be the very favorable on that scale, and most of them are in the 4 or 5 point. Of all those services, Dave, it's the Air Force. Also, we have asked over the years which military service is most important to the national defense, and again, the Air Force wins there, but not as much as it used to. Prior to the Iraq War and the first Persian Gulf War, it used to be the Air Force just overwhelmed everybody else in terms of Americans' perceptions of what service was most important to the national defense, but the Army and Marines have come up since then, but the Air Force still edges out the others in terms of being perceived as most important. And interestingly, we also ask a question, Dave, what would you recommend for a young man or woman joining the military? Which branch of service would you recommend? And there it's the Air Force and the Navy. Interestingly, the Army and the Marines are lower in these recommendations, and that's probably because Americans perceive that the probability of being a casualty is higher if you're a foot soldier on the ground and the Marines are in the Army.
Frank, let's come back home. The proposed Trump administration budget has been much in the news, specifically implications for Obamacare repeal and replacement. What hasn't been brought up much is Social Security, and that apparently isn't being touched. I presume that plays to the American public's sentiments.
There's a lot of dependence on Social Security on the part of people who are currently retired, and actually we're finding a slight uptick in the percentage of Americans who are not retired who say that they are going to depend on Social Security when they retire, which is very interesting. You're right, the Trump budget didn't touch retirement benefits at all. So even though Americans may be doubtful about the future as they see their 401ks being a little more cautious about their 401ks now, they're saying, hey, I guess I'm going to have to depend on Social Security. So that means it's a very, very important political issue.
What does Gallup make of the, let's call it, cognitive dissonance? Here's young millennials saying they're likely to count on it, in spite of experts saying it might not be there to be counted on.
Yeah, it's a very interesting point. In fact, we have, a couple of years ago, asked young people, are you think you'll get any Social Security? And a lot of them said, no, they didn't. And yet when we say, what are you going to rely on when you retire? To be sure, younger people are less likely to say Social Security than those who are, say,